When you drive down Buckland Hill Road, you look over the city of Silverdale that's there laid out below you. On your left, you can see the beautiful blue waters of Dyes Inlet, and on the right, you can see the new hospital rising up 9 stories high. You can see all the big box stores down there, the apartment complexes, a Starbucks on every corner, and all the housing developments spread up on the hills and going out through the forests around here. And you can do the same thing at Poulsbo. You can drive down Viking Way and look across the beautiful waters of Liberty Bay and see Poulsbo there nestled by the water and spreading up the hill. Or if you come in on the ferry in Sinclair Inlet, you can see the city of Port Orchard off to your left and the city of Bremerton off to your right. What do you see when you look at your city? I see new cars, new buildings, new businesses, people, hardworking people who are in a big hurry. I see gleaming health care. I see a proud military presence. I see responsive democracy. I see a beautiful environment, forests and inlets and mountains. I love this place where we live, and it's become a part of me, and I'm a part of it. What do you see when you look at your city a little deeper? I see homeless people on the corner. I see anxiety. I need to have it now. I see a shallow materialism. Don't touch my truck. I see lonely people behind locked doors. I see a child cowering in a dark room. I see a woman shielding her face from the blows that are coming. I see a hidden bottle. I see pills being shaked out of a container. I see businesses cutting corners and books being cooked. I don't see these things physically, but I see them with the eyes of my heart. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and the Pharisees come to him and they say, "Don't go to Jerusalem because Herod is going to kill you." And he says, "I don't care what Herod is going to do. I have to go to Jerusalem because no prophet has ever been killed outside of Jerusalem. A prophet has to go to Jerusalem." Jerusalem is the center of the Jewish universe. Jerusalem is the holy city of God. Jerusalem is the place where Solomon built the temple 900 years before. It's the dwelling place of God. It's the goal of every pilgrimage. It's in the heart of every Jewish person. But Jesus looks out over Jerusalem in his mind's eye, and he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How I wish I could gather your children together like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you weren't willing." When Jesus looks at Jerusalem, he sees corruption at her heart. He sees the merchants selling sheep and turtle doves in the temple. He sees the money changers cheating the poor people. He sees the priests plotting politics in the courtyards of the temple. He sees empty displays of piety, and he sees grabs for power, supposedly in the name of God. Jerusalem is supposed to be a holy city for a holy people, but it has become forsaken and corrupt. Your house is left to you. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, why didn't you listen to the prophets? My heart is breaking when I look at you. How I wish I could gather your people together like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. You know, I think that the name Jerusalem is just a stand-in for the name of every city in every country. Jesus looks out at every city in the world and he yearns for the people. Silverdale, Silverdale, the city that thinks it can live without God and has no place for the poor and the forgotten. You know, if we could look at our cities and our communities with the eyes and with the heart of Jesus, what would we see? Can we look at them with his compassion and his concern? Can we look below the surface and see the truth and not be in denial? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones the truth tellers, I ache for you. In 1990, the spaceship Voyager was about to leave the solar system, and they turned the cameras around and they took one last picture of the planet Earth. And when it came back to Earth, what they saw was just a pale blue dot suspended in this enormous black universe. And the astronomer Carl Sagan gave a lecture at Yale, and he showed a picture, showed that picture on the screen up behind him. And he said, look at that pale blue dot. That's us. That's our home. Every person you have ever known, every person you have ever heard about, every person that has ever lived has been on that small pale blue dot. He said, all our joys, all our sufferings, all our religions, our ideologies, our theories, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every parent and every child, every inventor and explorer and artist, every saint and every sinner has lived on that little speck of dust in that vast expanse of space. Think, he said, think of the rivers of blood that have been spilled by generals and by emperors so they can have mastery over just a fraction of that little dot. Think of the endless cruelties that one set of people have inflicted on another set of people. Think of all our posturings and our imagined self-importance and our delusions. He said, it impresses upon us the importance of our responsibility to treat one another with more compassion and more kindness, and to cherish that blue dot, the only home we have ever known. Planet Earth, that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How I wish I could gather your children like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. It's Lent. I hope we'll be able to look at our cities and our nations and our planet with the eyes and the heart of Jesus. This beautiful pale blue dot that God created and that Jesus died to save. Amen.